Genesis chapter 27. Esau said to his father, "Do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father." Then Esau wept aloud. One reason many people never see God working in their lives is because they never hang in long enough for God to show his power. Isaac had already received God's blessing, and God had already told Rebekah that of the twins she would have, the eldest would serve the youngest. Contained in that statement was God's blessing on Jacob. Both Isaac and Rebekah knew of the blessing, but apparently did not believe it or had forgotten it. Jacob coveted the blessing. His ambition was stronger than his patience. Let's remember that rivalry is not new in the family. It began with Hagar and is repeated in her offering. Rebekah may not have known how to wait, or perhaps, just like Sarah, she wanted to help God her own way and prepared her own plan. Isaac, once a strong and powerful man, now only remained a blind old man who could not distinguish between his two sons. Lies and deception returned to the family. Can it be that ambition blinds us so much that because of it we hurt those we love most? When God promises something, our part is to trust him, because he, in his time, fulfills his promises. Then, our part is to wait. Finally, in spite of everything, Jacob receives the blessing, and although he must suffer the consequences, God, in his mercy, would bring good things out of the circumstances and, in time, make of his descendants a great nation.